Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
We've been looking forward to talking to this gentleman since about halfway through the third quarter when we basically said to Birchie, Birchie, you will be selecting Hugh Trigg as your Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. He joins us on K-Rock Footy after an impressive four-goal performance. Four goals won, in fact, putting in numerous Hamlin hanger. Well, some were paid, some weren't. I think you've got robbed of probably Mark of the Year, Hugh, but you've been good enough to join us. We appreciate your time. And here is Birchie having a chat to him first. Birchie?
Yeah, Hugh, I secretly have a list of players that I want to interview, and I just hope that they play an outstanding game so that I can give them the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. But today, your first half was unbelievable. Every time the ball went near you, we knew something was going to happen. As Kingy said, standing on people's heads, taking marks, goals out of midair. You did it all today. You were the shiny new toy. How did it feel when you're out there doing that and you just knew that you're on today?
Yeah, it feels good. Everyone contributed very well, and it comes from all out the ground. We're told to get up the ground and interfere with through the mid part of the field and then roll back, because we believe we're a little bit quicker maybe than their taller back line. So the buy-in from everyone up the ground and then just to work back, and everyone played their role, was just unbelievable. So it's great.
And obviously someone with your athletic ability too, and being able to run and jump at the ball, it looked like you did have a lot of space up there, but that goes down, I suppose, the work of your mids and moving the ball quickly to get it in there so that the opposition defenders can't roll back and congest that space. So did you feel that it was pretty open today and you could sort of do what you wanted up there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of a special ground, actually. Like, it's really good to... it creates a lot of space on the flanks and stuff like that. And you get up and then work back, and then you can sort of jump from the back of the pack, and that's probably where the athleticism comes into play a lot. It's really good. So, yeah, today it just felt like there was heaps of space throughout the field, and, yeah, boys were good.
Hugh, thanks for joining us. You've come down from North Ballarat. Has it ever been everything you've wanted it to be this year?
Yeah, absolutely. The support from everyone in the club's been unreal. I can't fault it. Like, throughout training through the week, we've got all the facilities. Yeah, it's really good. Absolutely love it down here, so it's great.
Threw the boot at that one down the western end of the ground. Got to do well to get your leg up that high, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. It was nearly there, so probably a bit more on it next time. So,
49 goals for the season. Did you know that you needed one more for 50?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
And you've got a fan club as well.
Just the reserves boys get around me every single week, so it's great buying from everyone. It's great.
What are we doing? Oh, just making sure I was on there. What are we doing? Are we working? Are we uni? What are we doing?
I actually run a business off of my family farm, and I run a drone spraying business at the moment, and I contract around most of Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. So, Pinnacle Agriculture, if anyone wants to have a look at it.
Nice, I like that. That's a free plug. My God, father. He's an entrepreneur and a good footballer. And in terms of then, like, you know, you've got in beautifully now from your own development in terms of, you know, VFL or, you know, higher level sort of stuff. Is that something that you and Dom have spoken about in terms of what that might look like for seasons to come?
I haven't spoken about it. Obviously, I was down at Port Melbourne last year with Brendan McCartney. He's always been a massive support towards me. But at the moment, I'm just really happy with playing here and developing my footy at this level. And who knows, if I get an opportunity to go somewhere else, I always take that opportunity. But at the moment, I'm developing my skills here with Benny Mack in the back line, and he's teaching me a lot. He's just bloody unreal, so yeah, it's great.
Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Speaking with our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Hugh Trigg on K-Rock Footy. Sleep better with the Sandman Mattress Factory. Here's Matty Dowling.
Hugh, through your development, you have spent some time playing behind the ball, and then obviously we can see what you can do forward of the ball as well. What has that time spent behind the ball taught you, and then you're able to use as a forward?
Yeah, it teaches you a bit of respect, I suppose, for as a back line of what you need to contribute, and then you can really work out what sort of running patterns you need to run as a back liner to impact a forward, which then you can use down the forward line, and you can understand where your player is going to be, where he's going to be behind you, in front of you, and where you would stand if you were that player. So,
And your ability to create a contest forward today was exceptional, but then even if you didn't mark the football, your recovery at ground level was really good as well. Is that something that you're talking and working with other forwards, forward line coaches, and your own obviously individual game on?
Yeah, absolutely. If we have sort of a bit of motto, if you can't win it, halve it. So if we can get it to the ground, and then we can get our smalls to impact the footy around it. And yeah, so if we can't win it, halve it. And that's all we need to do. Like, yeah, so just don't lose the contest.
Now, the most important questions that we ask of the Leopold Sporties, are you swinging hands? Have you got a girlfriend?
No, I don't. No,
single and ready to mingle. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, Torquay pub. Watch out. Do we frequent the Torquay Hotel?
In summer times, it's a bit nippy at the moment, so it? I don't get down there as much, but I'm sure I'll be.
Bit of bam, summer. Bam, bit of beef.
Yeah, a little bit of summer.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking language, aren't we? A little bit of beef, a little bit of... Darrow, mate. I've got daughters who are all... I've got partners, so don't go there. But I know where they go, so that's where you blokes hang out. That's okay. Now, so you haven't got it. So, Rhett, that's good. So, good bloke from the club that you would take to the Leopold Sporties for a feed. You've got $100. I'm not sure that you're spending $100 at Leopold. But Birchie hasn't even given it to you yet. There you go.
Oh, beauty.
Yeah. You might use that in a couple of weeks' time when you're like primed in the second semi and you just win and get in the ground. Anyway, go.
I'd have to take Hurls, I reckon. I'd take
Max.
Hurls down there.
Well, yeah. he got interviewed by Birchie as well, so why would you take Max?
Good bloke. Oh, he's just great bloke. Go about to have a conversation with, and yeah, right. He's just a ripper bloke. Gets around every week.
Now, reptile that you would not take. Now, listen, you can't tip in Banjo, all right, because he's been tipped in by Billy Henderson, and you can't tip in Tex Dixon, so I would suspect he's a twos player that Benny Mack tipped in. Who would you never take? Who's a reptile that you'd never take?
It's probably Sparks.
Who's Sparks? Give us a real name, Sparks.
Yeah. Everyone knows who he is. So.
Well, we don't know who Sparks is, so who's Sparks?
No, everyone knows who he is. Actually, I probably wouldn't take... Benny Mack would have me there for a while, I think, so he probably wouldn't take him there.
You wouldn't take Benny Mack?
Nah, he'd probably have me there for too long, I reckon.
Why? What, does he talk too much, Benny Mack?
Nah, he just loves a bit of good fun, so...
Does he?
A couple of beers, so
does
it's good fun.
A couple of beers?
Yeah, he's good value, good value.
All right, well, I can't believe you tipped the captain in, but good luck with that. I hope that goes well for you. Good on you, Hugh.
Hugh, congratulations. Great performance today. Well done. Next time we'll see you, well, hopefully for your sake, is grand final day. Unfortunately, we won't be here for the second semi, but prelim or granny, but I suspect you'd like to get through Queenscliff next week and straight into the big one in 3 weeks' time. Congratulations on your performance today. You're a lot of fun to watch. Continue to fly at those marks. We love when you go for those Hamlin hangers, and you're a Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. Enjoy.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys.
Right,
future
you.
Joining
Cheers.
Us on
Good
K-Rock
way.
Footy.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.